Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, 507 here at K-Frog. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jenny Harmon.
Good morning.
Today is Earth Day. Time to protect and make this world a better place. So happy that our team K-Frog is heading out to University of Riverside this morning. Going to go do some good in their garden area. Going to plant some trees, pick some weeds, clean up some trash. Very cool. Fortunately, you and I can't go because we're here.
I was going to say, that's what you're most happy about is that they're doing it while we're on air.
I wanted to get my hands dirty and take part in that. So, like I said, it is Earth Day. You can go out and help do some good today. But pick up trash, do something good, plant a tree, just a little something, something. You're going to want that good karma on your side today because we have Stagecoach tickets.
We do. Yes, as we head into the weekend, which is going to be Stagecoach this weekend, we are still hooking you up with Stagecoach tickets. In fact, this morning, we have another pair of tickets coming up. 7:10, the 10 question takeover. We'll have some more in the 8 o'clock hour. So tons of chances for you still to win Stagecoach tickets. How was everybody's Easter?
Good.
Really good.
Really, really good. How was yours?
I can't complain. It was a good one. We had some fun. Saturday was my son's birthday party, which, oh my gosh, having that many little kids, I'm like, I don't know how parents of like multiple kids do it because I was so stressed out by the end of the day and we had the jumper and everything. And I was like, somebody's going to get a black eye or stitches, but no black eyes, no stitches, just a couple crying kids. So I was like, all right, it's a success.
Good. You avoided major trouble.
Yes. And it was a monster truck themed.
Oh, cool.
Oh my gosh. Carter made out. I'm pretty sure he got every single monster truck in the monster truck aisle at Target.
Atta boy.
Like you can walk down our kitchen. I'm like, oh, yep. I saw that at Target. So, no, it was definitely a good weekend. Another good weekend on the way with Stagecoach tickets, so stick around for your chance to win those.
The only morning show I wake up with.
In the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Now waking up.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog 526 with the Wake Up Call. It's Kelly and Anthony. Let's take a look at our weekend buzz. While many of us attended Easter service in a church Sunday morning, Kanye West held his own Easter Sunday service at Coachella. The rapper brought his now famous musical and spiritual Sunday service to a big grassy hill at the festival yesterday. He performed with fellow artists Kid Cudi, Ty Dolla $ign, 2 Chainz, and Chance the Rapper. He brought out DMX, who said a prayer to the entire festival ground. His wife Kim was there, daughter Northwest, in-laws Chloe, Courtney, Kylie, Kendall,
the whole gang was
whoever
there.
Else I may have missed. Great lineup. Kind of ridiculous that Kanye was holding his own little Easter Sunday service. Get this, though. I got a glimpse of the merch table. People were posting this on Twitter, how much his stuff was going for.
Right.
Sweatshirts went from $165 to $225. T-shirts were $70. Socks, $50.
It's Kanye West. Did you expect anything else?
Well, what's funny is there were a lot of people saying, I really want that stuff, but I'm not going to buy it. They weren't going to put the money forward to get
good, because that's ridiculous.
$225 for a little pullover crew neck sweater. Not going to happen.
I was more surprised because I had a friend who was actually there, and the picture she showed, I'm like, all those people at Coachella got up that early to go to church.
Right.
And I know. Half of those people probably don't go to church anyways.
Oh, no.
You only went to church because it was Kanye West.
Because Kanye was doing it, yep.
All right, over the weekend, I will admit I was a little too busy. I never got around to dyeing Easter eggs, which I was totally bummed about because I hard-boiled my eggs, everything was ready to go, but we just didn't have time to do it this weekend. Now, reading this article, I'm kind of happy we didn't. There's a warning going around telling you, you should not eat your dyed Easter eggs, which I do every year. Yeah, I'm like, what's the big deal with it? They're hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying because a lot of people put them out for display or they leave them out for too long.
Yeah,
so they're still eggs. They can still go bad. And then people crack them up and they eat them. They say they're just really not that safe for you to eat if they've been sitting out that long.
Right.
Now, if you dyed them and you put them back in the fridge, mm-hmm. you're good. You're good to go. You're okay that way because the dye is safe, everything like that. You're okay. But I was thinking about this and I was like, that would just suck. You know, you're thinking, yes, I'm going to go out. You're going to go hunt Easter eggs. And no, the only thing you're going to be hunting is a bathroom Ew. After that.
That's gross. Love the
way you do get me started. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Woo! On 95.1 K-Frog.
Cody Johnson on K-Frog, just one of the many artists we cannot wait to see at Stagecoach, which, by the way, 4 days away, the countdown is on. Mm-hmm. This is really cool. If you download the actual Stagecoach app, you can create a schedule for yourself, and it'll give you notifications when the artists that you want to see are going on stage. So I can pick, you know, 10 of my favorite artists one day, boom, 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 and it will notify me saying, hey, Cody Johnson's about to hit the Palomino stage in 10 minutes. Get over there.
That's really cool.
That way, you know, if you got to go potty or you're getting food, you know when to run back.
Go get your beer. That's get right, to the potty. Stage.
How else can I say that? So, Kelly, this weekend, yes. Who would you put on your list? Who are you setting reminders for?
All right. My top three that I cannot wait to see out at Stagecoach. Number three has to go to Lynyrd Skynyrd just because they are one of those classic yeah. bands. And I grew up listening to classic rock because of my dad. And so I'm just really excited to see them. So they're going to be headlining Saturday night, Palomino stage show. I will be there Saturday night. Another band, someone who I have never seen before, but I am obsessed with, Old Dominion.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen them live, so Sunday night, I'm definitely checking them out. They are my number two. And number one, cannot miss for the weekend, no shocker here, Sam Hunt, headlining Saturday night because he's pretty to look at and he sings.
I feel like you're going to ditch me that night. You want to get so close that you can, like, touch the sweat dripping off his forehead.
Bye, Anthony.
I'm excited for the potential collaborations that could happen. So I'm excited for these artists within themselves, but I think they might be the ones who bring out that someone special. So first off, Kane Brown. He does a song with Khalid, Saturday Nights, which I love. That's my jam right now.
Okay.
Khalid's been at Coachella the past 2 weekends. I think he might hang around, hit the stage with Kane.
Cool.
Sam Hunt. Like you said, a couple
he's
years,
pretty, that's why.
Couple, yeah, that might be why. A couple of years back, he brought out Snoop Dogg and G-Eazy and Bebe Rexha.
Right.
If Lil Nas X is going to come out with anybody this year, it's going to be Sam Hunt.
Really?
It's got to be, without a doubt.
No, I think he's coming out with Tom Jones.
Wouldn't that be something? And then finally, the big headliner, Jason Aldean, Sunday night. There's been a lot of speculation and rumors that Taylor Swift might be coming back to country music. Put those two powerhouses together Sunday night at Stagecoach.
I think you're reaching with that one.
I think that would be mind-blowing.
That would be mind-blowing. Doubt that will happen. But hey, if it does, you will be the first one to call it.
We'll have a lot to be talking about Monday morning.
Most definitely.
So if you're going to be out at Stagecoach, make sure you're following us on all the social, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. If you're not, we can make it feel like you're there at K-Frog Radio. Plus, tickets on the way.
Yeah, in fact, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets coming up just after 6 o'clock. Make sure you keep it right here on K-Frog. More Stagecoach tickets on the way. Nobody gives you more Stagecoach tickets than K-Frog.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog, 6:06 with the Wake Up Call. It's Kelly and Anthony, and you're going to Stagecoach.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Oh, thank you.
You are so welcome. We are sending you out to Stagecoach.
Oh my God. I've been trying for months how long you guys been doing this. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Oh. Well, we are so excited to make your Monday. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Jan, and I'm calling right now from San Bernardino, just about to drive into work. Oh, what a great Monday. Oh, you guys are so awesome.
So, Jan, have you ever been to Stagecoach before?
No, I haven't. I have a daughter and her husband who are going this weekend. And like I said, my other daughter and I have been trying. And so we're going to be extremely excited in a few minutes when I call her.
Well, Mom's Aww. Coming to crash the party.
Yeah, you betcha. Hey, Mom's making the party.
There we go. That's the attitude.
You guys are so awesome. I listen to you every morning on the way in here.
Well, I'm so glad it paid off for you. We're hooking you up all 3 days. You're going to be out at Stagecoach. Tell us, who are the three artists that you're looking forward to seeing?
I would like to see Kane Brown. I think he looks really exciting to see. And I just have to tell you, I've seen Luke Bryan about 4 times now, and I still would love to see him again. He puts on a wonderful show. And I've seen Sam and Dean, so I'm up for anybody right now. I'm going to be hopping everywhere.
love that. I love when winners are so super excited to go to Stagecoach. And we are going to be hooking you up with Stagecoach tickets all week long. We have some more tickets coming up, 7:10 with the 10 question takeover. I got to take my mom to Stagecoach one year, and she came out with my aunt. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I had to tell my mom at one point, I was like, close your mouth. Like, you are staring at all these guys. And she's like, they're just so beautiful in their board shorts and no shirts and cowboy boots. She was like, I just love this. And I was like, no, you're not allowed to come back ever again.
It's quite a sight.
We'll stick around. More tickets on the way. About another hour, we'll give you a chance to win. Right now, it's 6:09.
I just want to wake up every day and I'm up.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
Blake Shelton here on K-Frog, 6:23. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. More of those Stagecoach tickets coming up after 7 o'clock this morning. You know, when it comes to tackling household chores, a lot of people have that one chore they can tolerate and the one that they would happily give up. In a brand new survey about chore preferences, most Americans said that their favorite chore to do is laundry.
Okay.
Second place, cleaning the kitchen. Close third, vacuuming. The least favorite chore, and this was really surprising me too, dusting the bedroom.
Oh, there's way worse chores than that.
That's what I thought. There are a ton of worse chores.
No, when it comes to my least favorite chore, it definitely has to do with the bathroom. I don't do toilets. That is totally my husband's domain. He knows, like, this weekend we got down when it came to cleaning because we had Carter's birthday party. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I was like, bathrooms are all yours. And he went to town on them. They looked spotless, but I don't do toilets.
And I walked into that trap this weekend too because I was talking to my wife about this least favorite chore. And she said the same thing. My least favorite is cleaning the bathroom. I was like, why? I mean, that's like one of the easiest things to do. And I walked right into that trap and she gave me the Windex and the
go ahead and do it
comment.
Then.
Yeah.
Nice. How about that?
I would say and I don't want to call it my favorite because no one likes doing chores. The one I can tolerate the most, doing dishes. Sun up, sun down, no problem.
Yeah, and I'm really weird about dishes. I don't like when my husband does the dishes, so I prefer to do them. But I would say, I would probably have to go with the survey and say laundry. Because it's like once you put it in the machine, you don't really have to do anything. You have to sort it. You have to put it in. It's folding can be a task, especially if you have a lot of socks. But other than that, I don't think laundry is that bad.
It's funny because laundry is the one I don't like at all because it's more of a dragged out process. Like if I'm going to do something, I want it done right there on the spot. With laundry, got to load it up in the washer, do something else, come back, throw it in the dryer. Go do something else. Come back. Then you're folding it, and you're looking for the missing sock, and then you got to put all of it away. So laundry is just too much of a process for me.
All right. Well, let's see from you. What is your least favorite and the chore that you can tolerate? That's what we want to find out from you. You can call or text us right now, 888-431-3764.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Brightens up your day. Wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Don't stop it.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Sam Hunt here on K-Frog. Don't forget 7:10, 10 question takeover. Your chance to win your way into Stagecoach.
All right. Right now we're asking you your least favorite chore and the chore that you don't mind doing. This was after a survey came out and showed that, you know, a lot of people don't mind laundry. Laundry doesn't seem to be that bad of a chore.
I can't stand it, though.
Well, and, you know, the more we talk about it, it's like there is no good chore.
There's really not.
But some you may tolerate.
Yeah, this text came in, says, my least favorite is doing dishes. That's why I have the kids do them. My favorite is doing the bathroom. It's so satisfying to see how clean I can get it. So she kind of turns it into a game.
Okay, I like that one. Says, I love cleaning the kitchen and the bathrooms, but I absolutely hate cleaning the kids' rooms. So many little random things, and they don't need it, so it just drives me crazy. And that's another one that's like, as soon as you clean it, they come back and it's like the Tasmanian devil went through.
It's all messy again.
It's just a mess, yes.
This text says, I absolutely hate dishes, but I love vacuuming. Maybe it's the amazing cordless vacuum that my husband got me. I'm telling you have not lived until you hear that crinkle sound on your cordless Dyson. I get it. I love that.
All right. What about you? What's your least favorite chore?
My least favorite would be cleaning horse stalls because I have horses, and it seems like after you pick up, they go to the bathroom, so it's like never done. You never finish it. And then my most favorite would probably be gardening or like working out in the yard because I like to be outside.
And I could see that one. You get some fresh air. It doesn't seem like
a
chore
tan.
Then. Yeah. Here's a text message. Just, I hate doing the floors. Mopping in general, I am a clean freak, and I have to redo the floors over and over again if there are any streaks. I don't mind the bathrooms, but I hate doing the shower. Other than that, chores don't really bother me.
Yeah, my wife's the same. She will not touch the shower. She will not. That's the one thing I have to clean.
Okay.
This text says, I hate having to clean out the refrigerator. You got to take everything out, all the shelves, wash them dry, mm-hmm. and put them back in. The fridge is the worst. I love vacuuming because I have a Roomba, so now I just walk around the house and pick up everything off the floor and let it do its thing. That doesn't
That's
really
not
count.
You have an assistant, but hey, you got to play it smart like this one. Best text message so far. I have four boys, age 16, twin 14-year-olds, and an 8-year-old, so I don't really do chores. I'm more of a supervisor. That's what I got to do. I just got to wait till Carter's old enough to start doing the dishes for me.
You have to give him a duster.
Right?
Are we awake?
Turn around, action!
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
All right, time for the grab-and-go gossip brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreasen at PlasticSurgery.com. Or you can call for a consultation at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. The baby boom continues, especially for the Today Show. Hoda Kotb announced last week that she adopted baby number two. And this morning, Jenna Bush Hager revealed that she is, quote, very pregnant with her third child.
All right.
Pregnancy seems to be the new trend going around
really
right
does.
Now. A lot of people were wondering, what is Ariana Grande going to do for weekend number two at Coachella? Last weekend, she had out NSYNC minus JT. So people are like, okay, does she bring back NSYNC and do they have JT this time? Justin Timberlake? Well, no, she got a different Justin instead. Justin Bieber stepped on stage with her last night. Yes, it was his first time performing in over 2 years. He did his hit song, Sorry, and also delivered the news that his upcoming album would be dropping this year. The other big surprise that happened last night during her set, she got a lemon thrown at her.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know who smuggled a lemon in, but yeah, so poor thing, but she did well.
We're going to get all of our lemons confiscated when we go to Stagecoach right. because of that guy.
All right, Adele has always been super private with the details of her life, but over the weekend, she announced that she's splitting from her husband, Simon. At the end of January, I thought this was kind of interesting, she actually, quote, gifted her husband an L.A. home. This could have been the first clue that was something was going on between the two of them because they do have a house here in LA and they share a child together. So if they're splitting, this might be the easy way for them to still co-parent. And although Adele is going through a lot right now, it's kind of a rough time. Fans are excited for her because they think this could be the new album everybody is waiting for. Her pain equals music. People are going crazy on Twitter. As soon as she announced the split, she started trending on Twitter. People saying, we're finally going to have another Adele album. Some people did call them out, though, going, come on, guys. She's going through a rough time right now, and you're just excited for music? Here's the interesting thing. I found this quote from Adele back in 2011. She said, when I'm happy, I ain't writing songs. I'm out having a laugh. Mm-hmm. If I ever get married, it'll be, darling, I need a divorce. It's been 3 years, and I've got a record to write.
Well,
so even she knows that she's got to be sad to write music, which if you've ever heard an Adele song, yeah,
pretty much.
She's killer at that sad music. So, yeah, her and Taylor, maybe new music this Friday.
Oh, maybe.
A wake up to the country sound.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Good morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Luke Bryan here on K-Frog. We want to send somebody to Stagecoach to go see him. It's another round of the 10-question takeover. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Question number one. What candy has the slogan, first they're sour, then they're sweet?
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids is correct.
Question number two. Maddie Marlowe and Taylor Dye make up what country duo?
Taylor's duo.
No, sorry. To steal question number two, do you know the name of the duo?
Maddie and Tay.
Maddie and Tay is correct.
Question number three. A stop sign has 8 sides, making it what shape?
An octagon.
Octagon is correct.
Question number four. This type of women's shirt looks like it could have been shrunk because it exposes your midriff.
I don't know. A tube top? I don't know.
Not a tube top. Sorry. Do you know the answer to question number four?
A crop top.
Crop top is correct.
Question number five. The NFL draft is this weekend. What team was Peyton Manning drafted to?
I'm not sure.
We got to move on. All right, question five. Do you know what team Peyton Manning was drafted to?
The Indianapolis Colts.
That's correct, the Colts.
Question number six. In the song Baby Shark, what shark is mentioned in the second verse?
Baby Shark. Mama Shark.
Mommy Shark is correct.
Question seven, Mick Jagger is the frontman of what legendary rock band?
Oh, my God. The Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones is correct.
Question number eight, Zach Morris, A.C. Slater, and Screech Powers were all characters from what 90s TV show?
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell is correct.
Question 9. Finish this lyric. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset.
Repeat.
That's correct.
Repeat is correct. All right. Question number 10. If you get this right, you win those Stagecoach tickets, okay?
All right.
The lyric that you just finished in question number 9 is sung by what Stagecoach artist?
Oh my gosh. Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan is correct. You're going to Stagecoach.
Woo!
You had me nervous right there. You weren't going to get that right.
I know. I knew the lyrics, but I'm kind of nervous. So.
Well, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Gavin. I'm calling from Ukaipa.
Well, Gavin, you better be singing along at the top of your lungs when you see Luke Bryan out at Stagecoach.
Oh, I will be. My girlfriend's going to be ecstatic. Thank you.
We're going to have more Stagecoach tickets on the way because nobody gives you more Stagecoach tickets than K-Frog. So make sure you're listening on the way after 8 o'clock. Another chance to win those tickets. What song's going to be stuck in your head now? Is it Baby Shark or is it Sunrise, Sunset, Repeat?
It's going to be a mashup of both of them. Something really weird.
I just want to see the sunrise in your eyes.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
On the radio.
I listen every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
We're the Wake Up Call. It's Kelly and Anthony. 749. We were talking about this last week behind the scenes about things that you never use in the office.
Well, and it's funny because some of them, you don't use them. So, like, I don't even picture them there. And the one I was telling you about was I was in our break room and I was waiting for my lunch to warm up. And I turned around and I was like, huh, we have a soda machine. I've been here almost 12 years. I don't think I've ever bought a soda before.
Not once.
No. To the point that I didn't even remember it was in there.
This is one of those things that you just don't even care about. Don't even use.
Don't use.
For me, it's the coffee pot. I've been here a little over 4 years. Mm-hmm. Never once made a pot of coffee. For the longest time, didn't know we had a storage room. So every time I needed a pen, I'd sneak in here and steal it. So that's why everyone's always obsessed. There's no pens in the studio.
So you're a thief. Okay, cool.
That was me, everyone. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But what about you? What are some things in your office that you've used once, maybe you just walk right past it, you don't even know it's there?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what it is. 888-431-3764.
Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
What is it in the office that you have never used before? Maybe you constantly walk past it or you just have no reason to use it. Got some text messages rolling in here. This one says, I have never used the refrigerator at work just due to the smell of it.
I could see that.
That happens here sometimes.
Yeah, it gets gross from time to time, so I could totally see that. Here's a text message that says, I didn't know what a fax machine was until I started at my office job. I didn't know that it was actually even there for the first 6 months until I finally had to send something, and I sent it to the wrong number. So now I refuse to use it. In fact, I printed out a sign that says it's out of order.
Do we have a fax machine here?
We do have a fax machine. We have a couple here.
Haven't used it. This one says, I have a roll of tape on my desk, but I've never used it. I just keep it there for good desk office etiquette. Same thing. I have nothing to tape here, but I have one sitting on my desk. I don't think I've ever used.
You never know when you're going to need some tape.
What, I'm going to, rip a piece of paper and got to put it back together?
You never know. All right, this one says, I work in a warehouse. I've never used the forklift. But that's probably a good thing because I work in administration. That probably is a good thing.
This text message says, I've worked in the same building for almost 10 years. There's a door inside of our office that I've never opened. It's always closed, and I can't find the courage to open it and peep my head inside. You guys have made me want to open it today. I'll let you know what I find.
Ooh, that's kind of scary.
Make sure it's not a bathroom. Don't be opening stall doors.
Hey, guys. All right. Last text message here says, when I was at my new job, I was very, very shy. My boss was super intimidating. One day he asked me to shred some documents. Rather than asking him where the shredder was, I sat there all day long and just cut the paper into small strips.
Too much pride. Too much pride.
Right, just go ask.
The morning comes. Morning comes.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
I wake up, I turn on the radio.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
821 here at K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. And who's this?
Amanda from Menifee.
Amanda, we want to make your Monday great. That's why we're going to hook you up with Stagecoach tickets.
No way. Shut up.
Why is that everybody's reaction to shut up? Yeah. Don't you want to hear the details about your tickets?
Oh, my God. Yes. Sorry. I'm so excited right now.
Yes, I'm sorry. I told you to shut up. Tell me more. Give me the tickets now.
We are going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. You're going to be out there all 3 days this coming weekend out at Stagecoach.
Oh, my God. You guys are so awesome. Thank you so much.
You're awesome. What were your original plans this weekend before we gave you the good news?
I was still going to go to Stagecoach no matter what. I have been trying to win tickets. I've been at all of your events and calling every day. So.
Well, it paid off. You got those tickets now. Have you been to Stagecoach before?
Last year was my first year, so it's awesome.
What did you learn from last year that you need to remember for this year?
Hydrate.
That's yes. The biggest thing. Hydrate and sunblock.
Yes, definitely.
And it is going to be a hot one this weekend. In case you haven't looked up the weather yet, because I was like, oh, let me just see. What's it going to be? Friday, the high is going to be 103. Yes. On Saturday, the high is 100. And on Sunday, we're going to get a little cool breeze. 93 degrees.
Well, the good news is, I think, like, Wednesday, Thursday, those are supposed to be, like, the hottest days, like 104 or something.
Yeah, they're both going to be 104.
So we beat that.
Oh, yeah, that's to 103?
We'll take 103.
I don't know if that's a real win or not. We are going to have more tickets on the way after 10 o'clock. We'll give you a chance to win. And if you want to join Heather tonight, she's going to be out in Yucaipa starting at 4 o'clock from 4 to 5:35. She's going to be at the Baker's right on Avenue E in Yucaipa trying to hook you up with those Stagecoach tickets.
The only morning show I wake up with.
In the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Now waking up.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.